When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You didn't get me? Come on, bro.
I need my
You know I'm size 11. Size 11. Come on,
this
bro.
This is another episode.
But they sell out.
Gosh, I don't even know
if
they got
them.
What's up?
Nigga.
How you feeling, my guy?
That's supposed to be automatic.
Listen.
Have you ever wore them Louboutin boots I brought you?
Y'all be buying
them shit's classic.
Yeah,
hey, them is classic. Every time, them is classic.
Here's what happened. When I be messing up shoes, so I don't want all my new shoes.
Hey, yo, I don't f*** with Inglewood, niggas.
They
what you doing in here, donut? What's up?
What's up?
How y'all doing, man?
What's going
Yo,
on?
It's hard. Yo, just to let you know, just to let you know, I know you're a little salty at me because when you left, I went in and bullied the editing team to reverse your edits. You were trying to clean up the blue face shit, right? And I don't know, and I know you're a little salty. We've been arguing. And for those that don't know, you want to see some WAC 100 edits, no edits? Y'all go right now, download Tronics.
No doubt.
The House of Blueface.
You've been mad at me. I've been just trying to let time die down because you've been mad at me for the lack of structure on the setup. But I'm telling Wack, like, it's been a while since we said we was going to drop these networks.
Okay.
And so since, like, maybe November, I've been saying it. So I had to release the network no matter what because in a minute, everybody that did the shows with us and everything, it just would have went... It just would have, I would have lost.
We're going to get caught up.
So now the network is out and we working and working out the kinks in real time.
Mm.
So as we grow, as any business grows, it's going to, you know, it's going to take a minute to understand it. So, but WAC wanted the preparation to be, you know, a solid 2 months out so they could do what they do. Marketing could be on the same page.
What is the business model for the Tronics Network?
Well, here's
it's
how
a
it
subscription
goes.
Service,
it's a
right?
Subscription.
So the goal is create a shitload of content, and get people to pay a monthly rate.
We have it already.
Well, yeah, it's not that. It's if you look at the biggest OTT platforms that's out in our space, you look at everything that's going on in the linear space of TV in our space. We have all the biggest shows. We produced them. We sold them. We connected. We collaborated. All the number one shows that's out now. Every platform in our space. We're not talking WWE and shit. So in the Ratchet space, every show is attached to us. So it would be stupid and not wise for us not to create another platform where we have full control with the same kind of content we've given everybody else to make everybody else successful, along with their expertise, scaling it.
So you're saying that you saw the success of Zeus and you said, oh, hell nah.
Well, no.
I could be that.
We've always assisted them in a lot of projects.
It's not just Zeus.
It's family.
We need a Piru version of Zeus.
Now, hold on. Hold on, bro. Because you always try to do that punk shit. And your platform is built on... in L.A. gang politics.
Not doing? Built
so
on.
So stop this built
yeah,
on.
Hi, baby.
It's not built
That's
on.
Selena. Doing? We doing something with
this
her,
This is
right?
kind of what we're
You remember
where
her,
we're
right?
At.
Q. Remember, she came after Cat Stacks.
You
after
follow
Cat
me on
Stacks
Instagram.
Came her, and she was exposing all the artists that come from Colorado.
I know that, babe.
He's just realizing that he's sitting across from the f***ing devil.
Her. Already checked.
No,
yeah, we're trying to figure out if you
come through the other day.
Yeah.
Oh!
Okay.
What? We're going to do
See,
something with her.
I told you I don't expose people.
You're going
to
cut them up.
So, no, get back to what I'm saying.
No, she was supposed to come through the other day.
Hold on, Ray. Why are you saying shit
was,
like...
It was for...
Like, this is a Paul Root Network.
For a show.
And you want to put us in a box.
You two working together. What else am I supposed to call it?
But what's wrong with that? You working with every mother...
I'm the rooster. I'm with the roosters. I'm the 22-ster.
I got to tell you about Gang Up. This is perfect promo for this big. He's saying stuff. Promoting something big that we
yeah,
are.
We're doing we a got, show called got, Gang Up.
We got another thing
it's a
already.
It's a
the homeboy Duck.
Gang Up's a C3 Foundation.
Listen, the homeboy, the G homie Duck from Fruit Town Paru, Duck yep. and Dave, the
yeah,
G homie.
Yeah.
The one with Rick Ross, right?
Hell yeah.
He brought me a trailer. Tonight we're going to go over everything. Okay. I've already
that, you know,
sent.
That's Moolah, big homie.
I've already sent.
Young Rich Moolah.
I've already
Shout out Young Rich Moolah.
Sent in. Behind your back.
Ooh.
Clearance. Okay.
Perfect.
But three shows.
Perfect.
One, the one with the homeboy Duck. Two, surveying R. Kelly. You know all the shit I got. I got all the phone calls from the day he went to jail to the day.
Wow.
Right? Three, the hunting side of the trenches, the clubhouse.
Hold
situation.
On. I need to get my camera in here for you to say that. Why my cameras get shut out?
Yeah, you're going to. Your gotta, whole network is on, just going to be clubhouse no, no, if you no, let him I'm be in charge.
Shut gotta, your punk ass up.
I need my cameras to come in and shoot
come, yeah, wait, wait, hold on. Yeah, wait, wait. Yeah, no, no, cool. Dog, what's happening? Yeah. You got nice or something? How the fuck you let a nigga push a line and tell you can't do nothing?
No,
yo, just, your job
no,
was that.
No, we just don't want to do that.
No. I'm in the building. What's going on, man? You been going to church?
Like, what if, like, look.
I see you getting facials and shit, got glasses and shit.
Look, what if.
I want the nut, I had to wrestle on stage.
What if you wanted me in here by myself, though?
I swear to God.
No, we
be a Mac-10 show.
Yeah, we're like, you come on.
He get on stage, loaded. None of the dudes from Inglewood wanted to go get him. They say, whack, go get him.
Why are you taking shots at Inglewood?
I'm not the homie from Inglewood, weirdo. But I'm saying, they wouldn't go with him because he was wild.
Okay.
Right? He one of the first dudes on YouTube doing a bunch of crazy shit. Go get the homie.
Yeah, at least, yeah, I got red cameras. I got motherfucking FX60s. I got FX30s.
My nigga,
we want them all. We want them all.
Queen Street.
Yeah, we want them all. Wow. So, yeah, how's everybody doing?
I'm great. I'm not going to lie to you. I was just with my man, Vlad, and he told me that you lied to him.
What did he say?
Lied about what?
And then he confirmed that Vlad, or that Wack, told him that it was, in fact, a lie, because...
What was a lie? Are you talking about?
Vlad said that Vlad has this story about getting on the phone with you, and then you said that you never got on the phone with him, and then Wack confirmed that you did get on the phone.
We was on a three-way.
I think whatever happened, it became to...
Blood was out of line.
Yeah, saying something about what I was going to do with the homie. I'm like, listen, everybody know how that
goes.
What
do you mean, what he going to do? Wait. He thought you were going to... You remember what he did, right?
He was trying to get me to say something against the homie.
He exposed... The lookalike, nigga.
The Kim Kardashian. Okay.
Remember, I let him come. I told Blood. We at the house in Beverly Hills.
He did come with,
I said,
with the
look,
dude
bro,
with the gun. He had a security.
Yeah, the old nigga. I said, look, bro, don't do no filming, no nothing. Cool. Right? That's now I hit it first song. We wake up at midnight, and this nigga put her up. Remember, our whole bang to our promo was the lookalike.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I started tripping.
I know. You was tripping for like that whole month, I think, even
I was
leading up to that. With the other video that we did.
I was tripping.
That we first did.
Like,
yeah.
You not finna get my homeboy to speak that, against me?
Yeah, that year, though.
You was, no, we was on one. I was on
some
bullshit.
Well, yeah,
because
I wasn't, but you was on one. And so, but you was in a protective
You wasn't.
I did the video.
You told Fabulous you going to get somebody f***ing.
That wasn't then. That was like two years before that. That was 2 years before
what?
That.
What?
This was when.
And I got the blame.
Booty goons.
Well, you clear that up that we
never,
do got G-Home.
And I
we
never
got
said
G-Home
booty
to do that.
Angela Yee made that word up. What I said was way more graphic.
But
could
you
I'm
clear up that you wasn't referring to me?
Absolutely. Booty goons, first off, is not my term.
We got bandits. It's bandits for every
goons
neighborhood.
Is a watered
booty
down,
bandits.
It's just.
Booty bandits for every set.
Those are watered down words of what I used, and then I'm not proud.
And he wasn't lying. The nigga had a house with a swimming pool in the living room.
It's been so long that I remember you saying booty goons in my head.
I promise you, if you rewind it, I've never even ever used that word because that word is not aggressive enough.
Mm.
I tried to line that fade up quick.
Right? Yeah, you did.
What's more aggressive?
You tried to line it up professionally
male
so everybody could win. And I ain't listen to you, huh?
What the fuck?
Male gay this or like isn't that like basically what a booty goon is?
I have no idea.
Gay.
Somebody
you're
who
gay.
Fuck someone for you.
Yeah. Well, what I said was something
not
when
chorus.
I was very when
that's
I was
just what they do.
It was in Vegas, and that's like watching a Hangover movie. So I was experiencing one.
You were living out the plot of the Hangover.
No, it was my own thing.
You were not
died on him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, shout out to Fabulous.
Shout out to Ruggs. We kept the peace. We ain't gonna talk about it.
We love Fabulous. We love everybody. Everybody looks good in here right now.
We'll definitely get to it.
Yep.
We was definitely
all love. We are
back then. You know, hey, no, we was ignorant back then, though.
Yeah.
We was waking up listening.
And now I'm happy. And look, I'm happy. We can show growth. We can show positivity. We can, you know, inspire. You know, that's the things that I want to work on with my friends is to have a positive outlook, be patient, kind. And, you know, try to focus on the positive things of everybody and everything.
Right. So why didn't I get invited? I wish that I was invited to the trans house.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's still.
We're doing part season two.
So I would be invited.
Well, here's the thing.
Let's see if any of them can convert me.
Would not only this trans.
Hey, yo, that's a look.
I feel like if I go to the house, that's where I can really like see how strong I am.
Can we do an interview with them?
The show is called The Girls Club.
A bunch of trans women? Yeah, of course. I think you'd love it. Yeah.
They're really dope.
No, I'm going to let the queen sit in.
They really dope, too. But listen, they were at the Tronics house for the past 2 nights creating, coming up with new stuff. Anytime. It's a full on.
Yo, listen. R&B's client.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty Nerd mm-hmm. Ninja.
We love her.
Listen.
We love her.
Where the f*** is the content that we shot?
It's all there. The reason why, and let me
is
say.
Is it going to be for promo or is it going to be
no,
in the.
No, this is hey. It's an episode. It's an inside the network.
I knock dogs out too. Ralph could go to bed.
Is that dog Mike?
That's
or
Mike.
No,
he's
not Mike.
Okay. He's barking at the one like.
He don't like black people.
Just walked in here. He didn't bark at any of the big men.
He don't like black people.
He doesn't look scary, but he looks like
Ralph,
he bites.
Ralph could go to bed.
He'd kick you the fuck out.
Yo,
of
how you scaring our motherfucking assistant?
It looked like he'll bite you, but it won't hurt.
You're
but
the
it
same
still
color,
looks
Ralphie.
Like, you
know, he's a cutie pie.
Yeah.
Yo, so
he's a nice guy.
So,
wow.
The content we shot on the pull up.
That was fun, huh?
Is it in the promo or is it because I ain't seen it?
So the stuff when you're frustrated with me about what's happening.
I'm frustrated with structure.
That's an inside the network.
That's
on my show, yeah.
Structure.
Because my
structure.
Show shows all the crazy shit that's happening as we build the network. And again, coming off of this other deal, the way Tronics looks, it looks like we're coming with this successful network when it's still just brand new, just like every other thing. It's just a success over here is leaking here. Because I'm just showing love to everybody who f*** with me because niggas really didn't f*** with me. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's got to be overwhelming creating so much content to support the whole network in a short period of time, no, right?
Stuff. Can I get some Vaseline and some water?
Yo, bro, we got, what, 80 episodes of the Blueface shit?
Exactly. And I want to ask you this because I think you're gonna say it's okay, right?
That's my little brother, nigga.
Hit him with a little Vaseline.
It's my little brother. Like, nigga, we're going to live and die together.
Yeah, we can't be walking around here looking
when
like
when I give Selena
rocks.
The Vaseline, it's for something else.
We didn't did yeah. this shit.
Yo, what's up with
hey,
you?
Hey, we're going to do something with her.
Petroleum, huh?
We're going to create something around her that we're going to talk
you know
about
what?
Tonight.
And this is what's...
I've already given her my word, bro, so...
All right, so here's what why I'm happy about this deal. Because now that you're involved,
he already got
I
the
feel more protected that we
why
can
do we
all do good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now feel more protected with him?
I feel more protected with Whack
yeah,
because
my,
now I don't think that...
I've been his manager.
He's a protector and a psychopath.
Friend slash homie.
I just want to do good stuff. I don't want... to do anything bad yeah. and you get mad and then I'm going in
why is
online.
Why getting mad? Like, I don't do nothing.
Well, I've
we're
just
not,
seen
we're
your
not,
work.
We're not
I've
worried
seen,
about we
I've
got
seen
that.
Some of your work and maybe that's the past.
It
just like
past,
people look
babe.
At me
you
in my
be
past
a bitch.
And that's not it.
Your
you
past
be
is
a
great.
Bitch.
I want to be a part of the team.
I already told you we're going to make
great
that
work.
Happen.
I don't know if you're a team player. All your friends end up dead or like homeless.
Bro, one friend end up dead.
What's up with this dude?
I mean, it's real. Like,
no. I love this. I love this show.
What's going on?
I love
so
this.
Look,
very
so
casual, right?
I'm like,
putting me on
tonight.
I'm gonna work.
I hope
on.
You clear the schedule
tonight.
I almost came last night.
Oh,
I drove here from Vegas. I swear to God.
I know they told me you were coming.
At
I said,
one,
whack. It's like 55. It's the agency
listen,
and the TGC is here.
It was
tonight.
1 a.m. I'm hitting the freeway in the LA, and I started to come, and they. Blocked, they shut the freeway down. I rerouted trying to get back, and it wouldn't let me on. I said, okay, I'm not supposed to go tonight. They told me you were asleep.
Yeah.
You know I don't get fucked up.
I know,
you
and that's
asleep.
What I was
I come
I
in there,
like,
I get to pulling on your ears
know,
and shit.
I know.
Doing
I,
fucked up shit.
I know.
Right?
I know.
But I said, you know what? Tomorrow, we're going to do no jumper.
When they told me that tomorrow WAC was coming in the morning, I said, okay, cool, because it was the Rod had 35 Gagency members. The Girls Club had about 17. So it was a, they were doing their thing downstairs. You know, I was upstairs.
I'm coming today.
Okay.
We're going to leave. We're coming today.
Tronicsnetwork.com.
Coming today.
Go no, up to the network.
Not to talk about. Yeah,
so inside the network
House
is out. House of Blueface is out. I want to ask you, Wack, and this is important. Mm-hmm. I want to give the subscribers who came in now more content. I got something special for them at the end of this month. They're going to get a crazy email. Can you please, because Wack and I are partners in this with Blueface, I want to release the whole first season tonight.
Wack tonight?
Because we have 5 seasons.
We can't.
A lot of people have seen some of these vignettes on OnlyFans, but we have so much more that they haven't. So we're trying to get past season 1, 2, and 3 to get them to 4. So let's put season 1 and 2 up now.
No.
At least season 1, all of it.
See, you just try to do the bullshit. You give me the first season, then you went 1 and 2.
Because I want to give the subscribers everything we
listen.
Have. Like, you know, I'm not a.
Okay,
I don't
well,
want to.
Well, listen.
I don't want to feel like.
Watch me work.
I don't want an unhappy subscriber.
Yo, Ray. So, I think we probably could do season one, right?
Okay.
But, I need the three shows that I told you that I want to bring to the network, right? Because I'm doing it the way you want me to do it. Mm-hmm. Usually, I just come in and say, this is what we doing. And you'll look at me, and you'll be like, big homie, what I'm going to tell you. No,
I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Vice versa.
I appreciate you respecting
me. Hold on, vice versa.
And I've been respectful every time.
Vice versa, you do a lot of crazy shit.
I've been totally chill.
I didn't tackle bitches in Central Park.
And I've been totally chill. I've been
tackled a woman in Central Park.
And look, and you see it like.
Bro, do you know that there's no artist I have that got the history.
Oh, you're talking about back in the day.
But look, but here's what happened.
Yeah,
even today, Wack, I walked in. They start searching everybody. I could have tripped. I didn't because I respect the search.
Yeah.
Right.
I could have tripped and Wack would have said y'all tripping. I respect the search. I respect the rules. And so I'm a different person.
I kind of feel where you're going with what you want to do. But tonight, I need 90 minutes of Wack and Ray in business mode. There's no pause. It's Tupac who's talking. You want some weird ass shit.
90 minutes?
90 minutes.
Okay.
Because I want to go over strategic rollout.
No doubt.
I want to show you what exactly I want to do, bring, right? And then I want to get understanding.
Well, our 90 minutes usually go to like, 3 hours, 4 hours.
No, we ain't going to need that. We ain't going to need that. We ain't going to need that.
Right?
Right there, Betty.
We're not going to need that.
Can I tell you?
Love the tats.
Thank you, baby.
I see it. I can see something.
She's one of the shows I want to bring. I think she's
we've talked a long time ago when we were younger. We've had a communication.
Oh, really? But you never really wanted to go for it.
No, I just didn't understand what it was.
She was exposing shit.
But it wasn't that because I know how I am and I know how I am and I know how I'm perceived.
Wow,
so I just didn't know.
Here.
I just didn't know.
He's coming in to give Selena Powell a shot.
A-D-Dub, I feel some kind of way though, Neff.
Ross, can I get a shot as well?
No. I'm going to say it now. No, hold on. Bro, this is the second time I see sis, and she mad dog. She don't even say hi, bro.
That's what she's supposed to do.
But it's me she's supposed to say.
Ray J, what's up?
Yo, D-Dub, it's me. I be like looking to say, I be wanting to say, what's up, sis?
Number one rule is no niggas.
I'm a nigga?
No, you're not. She could definitely say what's up. She can
see? Now you know. I don't need a hug.
She just said,
I just need
babe.
Up. And I'm going to say sis.
What does that mean? The number one rule is no N-words in regards to what?
No, we don't do that. Our girls can't just go acknowledge nobody like that.
Oh, they can't even. I say hi to your girl.
You let your girl do too much.
Okay, that is fair. But I say hi to your girl. What's wrong with that?
He about to go to the bank.
Y'all are totally fine. Y'all totally fine.
For what?
Regular dudes.
That's like,
I really don't play that.
But how do you feel about P. Nice coming in here and shooting a shot with Selena?
He did?
Y'all already. That's already locked in.
Bro.
That's locked in.
You might as well just let him fuck right here.
No, that's locked in, bro. That's locked in. No, don't do that.
Scoot over.
P. Nice. What's wrong with this nigga?
No, stay still. Stay still. Me and my girl trying to hit.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I already locked that in.
You just said, hold on. You just said,
beat up. I hate like,
her fantasy is getting banged out by two brothers.
No.
She's an eater.
I'm not a porn star.
Selena. Who you?
No, he didn't say you. He said you was a star.
I said you're a star.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a porn star.
He thinks that.
You've never done that, right? You've never
been. I'm picking celibacy.
You've never been.
I was gonna say because it ain't been one girl.
Yo, what's
it ain't been one girl.
Well,
his girl or my girl who ain't fucked him and me.
Hey. Hey, if you celibate, I'm
like that.
It.
I love it.
Yeah, I can see it.
You said you celibate?
Like that.
I love it.
I said I'm selling it.
Oh, Neff, you just
you celibate. I'm buying it. Wait, but can I ask DW's girls? DW's girls off camera. You would be open to the Selena Powell threesome?
Yes.
Woo!
Of
that's a real one because there could be some real consequences.
Man, let me call my girl real quick.
Hey.
She's a
man.
Yo, can you get a clearance? Can you get a clear? We don't got a main car.
I was supposed to be doing the Ray Con Isaiah.
Oh, yeah, that's my homie. Yeah, that's the homie. Yeah, hell yeah. What happened?
That's family.
What happened? Why we didn't do it?
You would just sit back and watch DW pipe?
The homie doing a bunch of classes teaching people how to skate.
He's like
coming up.
That's crazy.
He teaching people. Yeah, shit. I'm in one place every day.
Family.
I don't never go nowhere. Let's lock in.
No, I talked to him on the phone before.
With Isaiah. You know. Isaiah, that's
family. That's P-Nice brother.
So that's
okay.
See y'all.
There we go.
Blue.
It's a festival.
Right?
This is Plug
that's,
Talk.
That's his brother. You know, that was Blue. That's Blue right
here. Bro, stop trying to fuck before me, cuz.
What kind of...
Damn.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm trying to hit it, too. I heard her say she was going to let Famous Richard here. I'm like...
Who's Famous Richard?
She eat ass, too.
Who's Famous Richard? I never said I was going to let him.
You don't like that?
See what I'm saying?
I thought you said you like...
He weird.
Right?
Oh, my
God. He talking to you.
Girl.
Hey, yo. Hey,
I don't even think there's anything weird about that.
Hey,
yo, hold on. Everybody's in.
Right,
we going.
Hey, yo.
Ray
Hunt's DW got some cool pants on.
This is great.
Hey, y'all be safe.
What's going on?
All right,
sweet.
Nephew.
Bye, babe.
Right. Be safe.
Y'all be safe.
All right. Wow, that was crazy.
Good guys, man.
Good men.
That's fair.
Good guys.
Great men. Great Americans.
I would agree. I would agree.
My dad just always said that. Great Americans.
What they showed here was freedom.
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 I can't believe his girl was that enthastic about the threesome idea.
No, I think that's
like his real baby mama.
Again, what that was freedom. It was honesty, straight up freedom. And as long as it's like that, then I think it lasts forever.
She says she just wants to sit back and watch a man pipe.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's beautiful. I just was surprised she was so verbal about it.
I didn't really hear what she said, but what I was saying was they just felt they were happy and honest with each other.
You know how some dudes act like their girl will let them fuck other girls, but they really capping?
Not really in this phase of my life.
I've heard like a lot of dudes act like their girl's down for that shit, but I'm sitting there thinking like,
No, I remember that last.
But
decade,
hearing the way she expressed herself there, I was like, oh, okay, she really.
What I'm seeing is what was happening 2 decades ago, and last decade is still happening this decade.
That's
it's like
fact.
The same stuff. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
You've been clapping cheeks since the Stone Age,
and then it stopped
for a while.
So now when it stopped, I'm like a dinosaur.
And now,
but
you're back
now
in
I'm
the
starting
mix.
To realize that. The same shit's been happening even when I stopped.
It's just, because
I had to stop him.
Let me tell you something. I almost hit you up a while back. I'm a poker player.
Got it.
All of a sudden, it's in the news that the woman that you were married with, right?
Yeah.
Ran like incredibly deep in this huge tournament, which is like extremely rare.
You lost early.
There's like the percentage of people who play poker are like 5% women.
You lost early.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But no, I wasn't in that one. She makes it.
She made it
to the top 10 in every tournament she plays in, little smaller or big. So
that is impossible.
So first time World Series.
What's impossible
to get top 10 in every tournament you play?
No. I'm talking about the small game she plays. Okay. Like every.
That's when she got top 40, right? 30.
She got to number 40.
Right.
Or 39 on the World Series of Poker.
That is insane.
Shout out Princess Love.
That might have been like the deepest run that any woman ever made in that tournament. So
she was running.
That is amazing. What happened?
A black woman.
Why did it not work out? No, I know.
I just think that
you percentage
know,
of people who play poker who are black might be as low as
you know,
the percentage
once
that are women.
We get in, we take over.
Well, we lived at the Wynn for like 6 months.
That's
and we play. I played the slots every day and just to chill.
And live
my life. And then she played. She played poker.
Right.
So she played every day, and she just kept playing. And we're talking every day for like 6 months.
But what happened? Why are you guys not together anymore,
bro? Yo, can you pull up? Hey, yo,
slow down. We ain't
can you pull up
that.
The can you call Janelle and tell Janelle to pull up my receipt on what I won when I played the slots?
What was
my profit
and
loss?
Jackpot.
Wait.
What was my profit and loss?
Mansion leased out in Vegas.
But we didn't ever see.
I said, what the fuck are you doing?
We thought we were like the house, but it was just better in the wind. But we would play every day, so it all works.
Well, it's kind of addictive being in the hotel, so you're like right there, so you can go gamble and whatever.
He was playing a day. No, you were spending every what it cost there a month. You spent that shit 2 nights.
2 nights.
Damn.
Damn.
For like 6 months.
Playing slots.
Playing slots and eating food and living, watching her play poker, drinking, living life. You know, I was on hiatus.
But she never got you into poker.
She played poker. I try. I lose every time.
Damn.
I don't have the patience. I got ADD.
It's like the inverse of me and my girl.
I used to have ADHD. I think now I just have ADD because for the last 3 weeks I've decided to calm down and stop playing games with everybody.
Mm.
It needed to take a quick shift change in order for us to elevate.
How long are you in that relationship?
I mean, like 11 years, but we've been married for like 8.
Wow. And why did it finally come to an end?
Nah, I've been open in 11, bro.
Cool.
12, 13.
I don't
ask your punk ass question. We don't give a
fuck. No, I mean, I've asked you like 3 times. You don't seem like you want to answer it.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I mean, it's all love.
I did
it. It was 2012.
No, if you don't want to talk about it, I totally understand.
Was it 2012? Y'all got together. Was that 12?
When we got together, it was crazy. We were together, but then we wasn't, and then we got together for real. So it was two times of the time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about, but yeah. But no, we're co-parenting. We're related. I look at it like we have the same blood.
But not literally.
Literally, our kids. Our kids have
the same blood.
So factually, yes, we do.
I just want to make sure you're not related or anything. That would be illegal. Yeah.
I would.
Obvious.
Yeah, because you know,
I'm sure you'd know if you're
her mom's full Filipino.
Bro, I'm gonna be real. When her it comes to black Filipino, people, anything after the fourth cousin, niggas is gonna hit at the family reunion.
I try to tell everybody
that's
that,
a fact.
I never really understood what would be wrong with me fucking my cousin.
That was three phases.
After the fourth cousin,
I don't want to agree too much with you guys on this because I'm
you would have got hit as the second one. That's a fact.
I mean, if I was kicking it with her when I was like five, then that is awkward.
Dude, if it happened at we were like 15 and 17 or 16 or 12, I don't know. That's bad for them to even play around. But if it did, I would understand.
If anything after that, I don't know. If I'm 30 and I meet a chick and, oh my God, it turns out that we're cousins.
How, like, four, like ninth cousins?
Who cares?
Like, seventh cousins, right?
I don't care if you're my fucking uncle's daughter.
Hey, man. What, man?
Why these niggas be hating on you? Let me tell y'all something.
I don't know.
I think
cousins and stuff. Yeah, look.
He's trying to clean it up.
Hey, how you know me? Me?
It was me.
Hey, I'm gonna kill
you. Me like for the lemonade stand.
Eighth and ninth.
She got a 100-round drum.
We got Ray J here, and you're just taking
clubhouse
calls.
Tell her to send my receipt.
I'm gonna hit you back. You live on No Jumper. Happy birthday.
I think I want $1 million profit. I want $1 million off the slots. Profit.
That's insane.
Let me see.
How much have you won?
Janelle.
Not that much.
Can you send me the profit sheet for what I did when I played the slots when I went on my run?
I'll be seeing it.
You got talking about
your win-loss? Hey,
Ross. The one where I won $1 million. I'm up in an interview with Wagner, and I'm telling them I won.
I
the profit was, what,
bets.
$1 million on the profit
sheet? Want to
do what? I want to do sports bets.
Parlays. Win-loss statement for the year. That's what you put at. Yeah.
All right. Can you send me that?
Oh, so it's not just like a jackpot. You got like a long-term winning streak.
Can you send me that real quick? Just text it to Ross.
Yeah, I didn't know that was you.
You guys playing footsie?
I think you texted to me before, I think.
On your email, yeah, let me find it.
All right, okay. All right.
So I have another idea for how you can make $1 million.
I just made that, but I was having fun. I got my own little strategy.
Ray J to an exclusive Plug Talk contract.
Not happening.
You do porn for us, we'll give you $1 million.
First of all, you got to talk to me. What are you talking about client for?
You're still managing him?
This for life.
I thought he elevated.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Listen,
we all saw that.
Here's the thing.
What?
The people that manage my situations, that's for life. So
they won't let you do porn.
That we
for me.
I would like to stay off the topic of that.
Oh, okay.
If possible.
If we did that, we would own the. What would we do it with you? You're a little guy.
No, I want to.
We've considered
we're
like.
Not
listen,
own our shit.
Listen, you spell. Listen,
you're gonna
listen,
be in
you,
it.
You spell Tronics, TRONIX, right?
Yes.
We've thought about adding two more X's for some other content. We did.
But you can't put it on the same service, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we don't want to. Even though Tronics is a high level, high octane, Ratchet City slash inspiration somewhere in there. Like, I don't know if we want to cross, it's kind of straddling the line, no pun intended.
You
right?
really but put yourself in a certain box with the porn thing.
There's a place for that.
Mm.
Just not me, I wouldn't say facially, that's a weird word.
You don't want to be the face of it. I could be the face of it.
I can't do
and
that.
And her!
Just because
why me?
Just
maybe
because I'm on another path.
Throw you in there.
I don't look down on anybody that does
that's
that.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to rebrand. I don't want to be a
because he was nominated for Male Porn Star of the Year, as he informed me when I ran into you in Vegas that one time.
I think I might have won.
Right?
I don't know. I didn't really check.
That's
you know,
pretty
a lot
legit.
Of shit that you're doing
he
is already
he said he wants
done.
To stay clear of that conversation.
Well, I would like to.
He didn't even like
I don't
sign up
you,
to do
I
the
I came
porn.
Here to promote. I don't want to go viral today.
Oh, really?
Why not?
But it's going to be hard to because everything's happening kind of.
Sit on his lap. Viral.
Can you stop?
Okay, don't. Don't do it.
You scared?
It'll be too
you know,
viral.
No, I want to respect Ray so I can elevate if we're just going to have a
business. Why do you want to respect
that.
Him? You don't respect
like
any
that.
Other men.
I like
what
that.
Is,
he respects
us.
And I respect her and I respect everybody in this world.
I respect Ray J. I'm just surprised that you respect Ray J.
I respect
like you respect
because
nobody.
I know I respect
and
you.
That's it. Right?
When have I
I'm here. I'm a new person.
Well, like,
besides leaking my number.
This is my perfect.
Recently,
this is the perfect platform
I was
to show my growth.
Back then.
Show where I'm going in life. This is the perfect platform for that. Because this is a tough platform for certain people who haven't lived and breathed this. So for me,
you're saying
it's very familiar.
You come to the most low level platform imaginable, and therefore, like, you look
it's not
even
a low
better.
What are you
in comparison to how low brow this platform is?
This is not a low level platform.
This is a very high platform.
Yeah.
It's when I told
my team in New York I was doing this show. They said, take all the cameras. This is a f***ing big deal.
And Nori, yeah. Nori's committed.
Nori.
We show you a big deal, Adam.
Nori of Drink Champs.
Rob, are my glasses shady?
Let's go to Miami. Let's do Drink
Do they look clean? Clean? Or are they dirty?
I think you should take them off.
I might just be high. Huh?
He's not going to fall in love with you.
They're a little foggy. I'll take them off for a little while. I needed them on for the first introduction of the thing.
I'm trying to be grand.
We got it in 60. We walk in and get it done.
Bro, I need your no jump.
Now we can go to 23.9.
Done.
My man. I ain't had him on the pod.
Matter of fact, you keep it on 60 the whole time because we can always go down at 23.9 except the audio. We need.
Yo, so listen. I'm letting everybody know the camera settings. Yeah, he knows.
I do everything.
Wow, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, this is how I know everything about everything.
The vast majority of people who are on camera don't really know how to set up the settings on the camera.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You guys are shooting with Sonys. Shooting with all Sonys.
True.
Yo, you're shooting with A7s.
So good behavior. You see this shit?
We have the FX6.
This shit is weird.
She gets in the presence of a real one? We're a real member?
Listen.
She started acting right.
We're shooting with two FX6s and one red Rapture.
Black.
Not a blue Rapture.
I'm being good anyway.
They don't have blue yet, but that'd be dope for the Crips. Yeah.
When is Blue getting out of jail?
Crips, Bloods, Pyrus. I got something so dope for y'all.
Fuck these people.
Everybody's
like,
in their own zone.
Friends and do business.
I
like,
promise
damn,
you,
relax.
It's a game changer. Listen, gang up. It's a C3 and a C4.
We gonna get some production.
Thank you.
From Hit Boy, and we're gonna do a gimmicky song. You know I'm the king of that shit. We're gonna do that.
I will support whatever.
He hit it first. He knows.
You better tell him who song, song that called. Was.
Wait, you
tell
wrote
him
that?
Who song that was.
It wasn't mine.
Tell him who song that was.
You wrote it?
You wrote that song?
It was all my idea.
Put it like this.
Really?
The video
let me tell you
everything.
Something. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, brother. You know, see, you think I just came around.
Let me I can't believe you're taking credit for his accomplishments.
No, yeah, he didn't want to do it.
You know what? He can have that one.
Okay. I'm yeah. Keep it 100.
Ray, I love, I
Ray,
love that. That's
you
from,
did
from,
not
from
want to
the
do
bottom
that.
Of my heart. Yeah,
Ray,
no, I didn't like
real.
It.
You didn't want to do it. He didn't want
to
do it.
When I wanted to do it, it was too early. And then when you wanted to do it, it was not the right time.
Yeah, but I didn't give a fuck.
That's why I never played.
Yo, I ran into our band.
Who?
Last week.
Connie?
Who?
The homie that shot it. Oh. I hit it first. He do jets now.
Who shot that?
Mahad.
Oh, yeah, no, Mahad been doing jets.
Yeah,
he
Mahad,
did shoot that
Mahad.
Up.
Mahad
that's why when
that.
I see Mahad
he
and
does,
I...
He did, the,
and
he
I
t- did and that FX shit.
No, he didn't.
Did
computer shit. No, Mahad, let me... when I see you and I hit you about the jets, I forgot you did the video, too.
He did it.
I'm going to call you for some shit.
Yeah, he did. Yep, I ran into him.
I've been over here like silently promoting. Can when y'all get into a good, I'm just over here silently. Yeah,
it's
so
like
when
the
you see
ticker
it,
at the bottom of the
it,
TV
yeah,
channel.
When you see it in the edit, you'll be like, okay, he's over there getting it.
No, I keep seeing it.
Yeah, yeah,
but she's trying to have side conversations with me while you guys are talking. One mic.
Well, I just said
you ever heard of Nas?
You're the one who
one mic.
Me.
I think people only on Clubhouse understand one mic. I think that's a Clubhouse.
Well, and then radio too. I just found out about radio.
No,
hey,
radio,
we're excited. We're excited about bringing Clubhouse to Trinix. The whole full right when it starts. We're bottling it up and we're gonna.
About to go
it's
crazy.
Gonna go big. We're gonna have a narrative that connects with all the other audio. Mm. I'm super looking forward to that. Yeah,
Clubhouse audio.
Let me ask you a question. Would Orlando Brown be welcome on the Tronix network? Because he flies the same flag as you
he's
guys,
so
right?
He's so unhinged.
Nah, I don't know any from Watts.
He got CTE.
Is he from Grape Street?
I think he's a Rooster, right?
I don't know. I don't know too much about him.
That's what he was telling MSB, right?
Forgive me for saying if...
Why you did you pay Orlando two bands?
I think I'm getting him confused with the battle rapper. He's from Grape Street. Daylight or some shit.
Daylight.
Can you read it out so you see what it is? I couldn't see it. I didn't have my
Dear
glasses.
Guest, per your request, we have gathered the following information from our records relating to your gaming activities at Wynn Las Vegas and Encore during 2023. Total jackpot winnings for the year 2023 subject to federal income tax withholding that were recorded under your Social Security number during the period of January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2023 was $1,174,762. Apparently, they round up to the nearest dollar because there's probably a few cents on there as well. Awesome. But yeah, wow, that's a lot
of
money.
How much have you won
off slots?
How much have you won?
Don't worry about my gambling exploits. I treat you like my girl. I don't tell her. Do I win? Do I lose? You don't got to know.
We pay all of our taxes. We have everything we're going to need.
Women are too gentle. They can't know.
We present that, so I'm sure if anybody from the IRS is watching, we're super clean. Sometimes my taxes roll over, so we're very confident. Thank you.
Why you like to tie men with men and female? D-Dub gave you a pass. I thought he was going to whoop your ass in there. I was scared for you.
So... that's crazy that we're here now.
Whatever.
That means that the energy is pushing us
together.
One mic. You know what I'm saying?
One mic.
No, hold on.
We were supposed to link and talk about the show.
They're talking. Me and
he's talking.
I was
let's
a little...
talk with him
the
instead of just having a separate fucking conversation,
was
okay?
Wasn't it Aaliyah that was number
one? You can't handle it?
Aaliyah, right?
You can't handle it?
Aaliyah. Yeah,
shout out to Aaliyah.
Definitely we're not.
Aaliyah, like my, she's one of my cousins. She's an EEM.
What we're not.
She's one of my EEMs, huh?
So, okay, repeat everything that you just said again because Wack was talking the whole time.
Nah, bro.
I don't know if I ever repeated something twice. It was,
That's crazy.
Your manager is on your interview talking over you during your interview. It's almost like you should get another manager. I'm going to have an intervention with you. You need a new manager.
This guy is
toxic.
All y'all got to do is do a split screen when we're watching so you can see them both.
I think that would be very good. Yes.
I'm going to ask you a real question.
What? And why are you talking about some random shit? We have fucking Ray J here.
You talk about random shit when the other guests are here.
He's trying to piggyback on topics from 3-4 days ago.
Always together,
no, but
so
you
he's
just
tired
referred
here.
To me with some female shit.
You know?
What'd I say?
So what's up, everybody?
I treat you
happy
like
to be on
you're my wife.
This show. Happy to be here with you.
I'm happy
Wack
to be here with
is my
too.
Brother. Cass Jones is one professional motherfucker.
Why are you
Wack
looking
100s.
At me when he's
it's
here?
A different person.
We're so all having
two
one conversation.
We're having many conversations.
I get my wisdom.
And that is bad.
Cass Jones is Wack 100.
That's your real name?
But they're not the same person, though. Cass Jones is another person. Wack 100 is somebody that I see and talk to sometimes, and we really don't have the same understanding. Now, Cass Jones is one professional motherfucker, man. Mm. I mean, at the top tier one level. So we're always underestimated, and that's good because then you're always going to win in a room. But Cass Jones and Wack 100 are two different people, and I had to just say that.
You're very more calm in person.
Thank you.
I would have never expected
that. Thank you. And you know what? You are much prettier in person.
Oh, thank you.
For sure.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You are very more like aggressive in person.
But he's Wack 100 right now.
I've always been aggressive in person.
No.
I've always respected you.
Absolutely.
No, I respect you. I'm just
absolutely.
Saying, like,
I've never
he's vouching. He's vouching big time for you.
Your voice has like more bass in it. Yeah. He's like,
well, my voice isn't deep. It never went down.
You thought that he was zesty based online?
No.
Okay.
I don't
see,
look
there
at
you
his
go
online.
What the weirdo shit?
No.
She's bro, making it sound like she thought you were going to be gay.
You will get socked out any day on your camera.
She thought that you were going
to
come in with some
zesty vibes.
I want to shout out to
somebody going
to
get out for
you. I want to shout out to the Gagency. I want to shout out to
yeah. What is the Gagency? Can I join that? What is that?
I mean, I have to call my partner the Rod.
Bro, he's gay.
You ever been to the Gayborhood?
I don't know which one you're preferring to, but I've hung out with the Gagency.
It's a part of Long Beach with Rainbow Crosswalks.
Well, I haven't seen that one, but the Gagency has taken me to some places before. I love that, though. I love the concept of that. Like, the whole ground is like rainbow. It's like the yellow brick road, but it's like glowing in rainbow, like... Not even pastel, like really shiny, like floor material.
If you take your car into a burnout on it, they're going to charge you with a hate crime.
You know what?
You do a donut on the gay crosswalk, they're going to give you a hate crime.
You been there?
If you live in Long Beach long enough, for sure you're going to be driving down the street one day and be like, why the fuck is there rainbows everywhere? And then you'll realize
rainbows
I'm in the gay
street.
Shout out to Long Beach.
Crosswalk.
Shout out to Carson. Shout
probably
out to
like flags
Compton.
As well.
Shout out to everybody in LA.
Shout out to the Centerview.
Shout out to the
where
Centerview.
Where you really from?
Absolutely. Shout out to Centerview. Shout out to 169 Centerview Street.
Centerview.
Shout out to
Centerview
Avalon.
Ballroom.
I got something
your
coming.
Listen, from Carson as well.
There's a lot of gangs out there that are misguided and misrepresented. The new platform and the new reform system we're building is called Gang Up. God's Angels Never Give Up, right? It's a C3 and a C4 foundation. Stay tuned.
And so how does that work? Gang up.
God's angels never give up.
But what do you do?
I don't want to say everything that I have going right now. It's too early and it's easy to take.
I never gave up.
But you're trying to keep
the
peace
idea,
between the gangs? Is that the idea?
It's way deeper.
I like what you're doing.
It's way deeper than that, but if I say it, then other people will jump on it. So I can't say it because nobody's thought about it. but we can't expose it until it comes. Like, it's got to come out like next week.
You want to make sure that nobody else stops the gang violence. You want to
No. The
I feel like Ray J might be the guy. Especially teams up with you.
It's not to stop the gang violence.
Stop gang violence.
You're a little
it's not to stop the gang violence, but it's very positive and it puts everybody to work in a positive way.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know if you're like I don't know if you're the figure that's gonna like cause everyone to come together.
Oh no, right? Whack is playing a very influential role in something going on right now. That's real big.
Zero idea.
If you're a gangbanger and you don't want Whack 100 telling you to drop your flag, let us know in the comments.
I don't want nobody
not drop the flag, but stop the violence.
No, I want them to hold their flag.
I feel like you're the symbol of
dropping the flag. I don't know.
Disruption.
I don't know about dropping
chaos.
The flag.
You're a god of chaos.
I stop it.
You are a god of chaos.
Stop it even in your building.
Whack 100 is entertaining.
Protected your building.
Entertaining on the platform.
Yo, Adam, let me ask you something. Do you
he's
think
a totally
you
different person outside of
keep this building safe? Yes. You really don't fucking think you ain't got no say so. You're just a white dude.
I think that Adam might have some.
I mean,
it's okay to be white.
Might have some pull as far as his manifestation.
Does he not understand the shit I do, bro?
I don't think so. I don't know. You guys are.
This is all a little gimmick. He's gonna tell you how you're in danger, and the only reason why you aren't dead yet is because of Whack 100.
Listen, you know what you guys remind me of? Both of y'all remind me of Muhammad Ali. And the dude that he used to do the interview with.
Oh, yeah, the white dude.
It's more like Muhammad Ali and the guy that Muhammad Ali
you're
was beating the
black,
shit out of.
Never, like, remember, don't they remind, I don't know, you guys are in the 90s. You guys are born
nigga
in 2000s
like
or 90s? Okay, good.
2000?
Nobody's here, 2000?
Okay, I'm built like a bed.
99.
You built like a bed?
No, 99, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Barely made it.
I'm sold.
So, yeah.
In this episode of your show, though, this is going to be like, whoa, Ray J is going to, like, the most craziest podcast in the world. I hope everything's going to be all right. He's meeting up with Whack and Adam and this crazy whore, and it's going to be totally out of control.
Who's the crazy whore?
That no. Adam. That was, the Adam. That was disrespectful.
No, she's so rude. No, I don't know. I'm a crazy whore. I'm not a whore.
Your whole vibe.
Don't you regret giving him some pussy?
Jesus.
No. She gave me some pussy.
I gave him pussy,
she
but
ate my pussy.
I got a lot
Jesus.
Of money.
So, she ate your world, man.
Yeah, I learned that word. I was getting educated. I learned what pussy was.
I got some. Yeah, I might switch to Bussy.
Got it.
I think you are.
No, it's a popular rap lyric.
Oh,
not me. I'm not saying that.
The only nigga saying Bussy is Finesse 2 times.
Got it.
He says Bussy?
Only
why?
Nigga. He own it.
That's talking about what?
Let's keep
him?
Moving. No, I don't. He's a rat.
You bang him?
Okay.
Finesse is a
no.
rat.
You bang any famous
paperwork.
Rats?
If I bring you Finesse 2 times paperwork, would you read it on camera?
Yeah. You have it?
Got it. We got all of it. We got
why does she
of
have
it.
To read it? She can barely read.
I can read it out loud.
You can't read in your head?
If you
should not f*** a girl if she can't read in her head. That's my standard.
I can read. That's what I meant.
But I remember my parents being really impressed that I could read in my head when I was like
no, for real,
six
Selena,
or something.
Are you dumb?
Yeah, let's
are you dumb?
Wait, what? Are you dumb
you
or dumb?
Are you dumb?
Dumb? Dumb? No, I'm not
no,
dumb.
Because you did. You keep. I don't know.
You listen to the Future album. Are you dumb?
No,
because you keep insinuating that she's a whore. She can't read.
That's my homegirl. I fuck with it.
He just thinks I'm like some like object. He doesn't.
Much of what you've done throughout our time knowing each other has not really been of the most redeeming social value. I guess you could probably say.
But that's why you gotta stay tuned because when I go on,
you've been sucking and taking pictures.
I want to see the glow up. I would love to see you get into like a serious relationship. I don't know if you got it in you.
Love that. Well, stay tuned because I'm going to have a show on his network and y'all are going
to
see a different
she's
type
coming
of
me. She's coming to Tronix.
I see something.
We're going to put it together.
Jesus I'm dead serious. Are y'all really serious about this?
I'm serious. Yes, have I ever bullshit?
I haven't worn cap in a long time. No cap.
No, we're going to do it.
I got a wave cap.
In Miami or LA?
I love those.
LA. Both. Probably both.
I love
those. I found your spot in Miami too.
I need that. I really need a spot. I need a spot like the one you bought in New York. That motherfucker's so hard.
Okay, I have a fire idea for a show on the Tronix Network.
It better not be involved around me getting
spots. Selena Powell and Dr. Umar, they got to live in a one-bedroom apartment. And we just see what happens.
I'm by
tomorrow. Dude with the big-ass head?
I'm by tomorrow.
Who's
you talking about dude with the big-ass head that got the fake school?
Well, it's not Bill yet, but
man, that's
is
shit
Dr.
fake.
Like
niggas are smoking dope in the school.
No, it's like it's like Akon City.
He's
an advocate.
Still in
he's
the
an
works.
Advocate for the African American culture, and he.
What does that even mean, Ray?
he supports the culture and has a lot of knowledge of what is and tries to explain to you
it's being instructed,
what right. not could be. In the weirdest way I just
would you ever build
it,
a city like Akon did? Would you build a city like Akon did and like Dr. Umar while he's building a school?
Akon didn't build no damn
Umar
city.
Umar ain't build no damn school.
That's what I'm
that
talking
was
about.
A money
Akon
grab.
Is a fucking liar.
Got it.
No, he's building shit.
Building what? Where?
There's like a building that he's building.
Yo, you know where? What? I'm going to say it.
Akon is broke.
Dr. Umar's grandparents.
How is Akon broke?
Yo. Dr. Umar's grandparents is white.
Who have you met Akon? Yes or no?
Yes.
Khan's not broke.
He brought me around Akon one time.
Where is he building?
I went to like a black Illuminati meeting one time with him.
Oh my God, I want to go.
In Africa.
Why is this Illuminati hit me up? I want to join.
He brought me to a black Illuminati meeting. Nick Cannon, Akon, WAG 100.
What's up?
And me.
Nick Cannon.
What's up?
I'm going to throw myself in there.
Oh, you definitely was there.
So that was your meeting? What did y'all talk about?
Whatever you wanted to talk about.
Business.
Well, clearly nothing was accomplished.
B-I-D-N-E-S-Z-Z.
What was accomplished?
Everything.
Like what?
We're about to do a bunch of big things.
Why'd you sell Raycon?
I'll continue to watch.
What's going on? That's his headphones.
Raycon, right? $75 million
after you already picked up $200 million?
Yes,
why not?
Was that the game plan?
Well, it was. Well, when you put your full focus into something, it's successful. And so where we're going, and I felt like where my old company was going, I would have had to do a lot more work. And then this dream of mine, it wouldn't exist because it's a timing thing. Right now, OTT is still in its early stages, so we can still create our own brand and control a certain number and percentage of the marketplace. That's possible. That's in arm's reach. Eventually, it wouldn't be. So I had to make this move. It was important. Luckily, we all saw eye to eye, and now we can both continue to do big things.
The plan was always to build it up and then exit.
Well, it's always the plan to build the company 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years and then partner with somebody to help the company go to heights that you couldn't take it without their expertise or without the extra funding. Absolutely. That's the plan. It's always the plan.
Shit, you might be the biggest headphones entrepreneur in the culture since Dr. Dre.
Well, it's different with Dre. It's different with everybody in the industry than us. We've never had somebody that already was big or already had something going in this genre help us.
Mm.
We've never had help from anybody in the entertainment business that has power.
Mm.
Most people that are extremely successful or makes money is usually connected with somebody that's at the highest level of a record label or a television.
Your show was more...
And we did it from the mud.
From the mud, really? You owned 100% of it to start?
No. It's not about owning. I had one partner.
Okay.
And then we brought in one huge marketer that helped us. So 1, 2, 3, bang.
Right.
But you don't know them. So if I say something to somebody that somebody in the industry might have felt disrespected about, they can call somebody and cut your deals off.
Right.
Because they're connected. In this situation... Nobody knows who my partners are. You don't know anything about the earbud business and structure, nor how to build a company this way, because this is way harder.
Mm.
And it takes a lot more patience, you know what I'm saying?
Right, listen. You know, we go back to when we was moving from Wilshire to Tarzana, right?
Yes.
To the day, right? To us doing shit to where we was in control, but we really wasn't in control. So Tron is kicked off. You partner in that. Nobody can't stop that but you, right? Now watch this. But then we have a product. We got incredible diapers over here.
Oh.
Right?
Diapers.
There's no turning it off because nobody knows who my partners is because I own 100%.
Exactly.
Now here goes the great part about
number one diaper in the Congo.
Now think.
That's a
I
fact.
I love you.
What was what he said?
I love you.
You know what? You like
underestimated.
How am I underestimating? I'm hyping you up.
But
I'm your hype man.
Again, to be underestimated, you want that. To be overestimated means that they're planning, they're triple teaming you, they're quadrupling you.
Let me show you.
They're ready for you.
Let me show you that.
They've studied
you. Nick Cannon here, and as you can see behind me are our incredible diapers. Yes, it is incredible, and we are excited and looking forward to bringing our incredible diapers to the DRC so we can show some love and, you know, help with the quality of life for so many families. And, of course, establishing our manufacturing facility out there is our first steps in our economic development and empowerment going down in the Congo. It's incredible.
Wow.
Shut your punk ass up.
Sounds like you had a gun to his head.
Shut your punk ass up.
And what's crazy is that.
No, but look, you see that?
And shout out to Nick Cannon. He's also somebody who is underestimated.
Yo, Ray,
celebrated.
Not like, what's up, bro?
What?
You think I've been lying about
that? Is that a word? I think I just made up another
word. No, I believe you that you're working with
under-celebrated.
That's a word.
Over.
Huh?
Underestimated and under-celebrated.
So you talking about him or you?
No, I'm just talking about people that are doing a lot of things that people don't know.
Mm.
Because sometimes it's good to just be on the low with some of the things, and you continue to do kind of what you want them to see you do.
Right. Because you...
That keeps you in control.
You and I both have the experience of making money off of your identity and your image. But as a person who does that, you also are aware of the limitations of that, and it makes you kind of want to, like, step into marketplaces like you with the headphone thing where it's not... so much about you, or at least at some point it completely stops being about you. Well, it's just about this product.
It was never about me with Raycon. I played the ambassador role.
But that was part of, like, when people were hyping it up. I remember I did an ad read back in the day, and it was like, oh, this is kind of dope. Ray J has a headphone company.
We promoted me on certain, you know, blogs and certain tech sites and just certain things to let you know is my company, but I wasn't the face. I don't do business like that. I have a template to utilize everybody and every influencer or whoever it is that we're going to choose that fits that target audience. And then we pay them and they convert the dollar. I can't convert the dollar for certain products. You can't call me and have me promote anything. I'd never do it. I've never promoted somebody's product. And you saw me weekly getting a check. And I was like, even though I love Rich Buff, I've never done anything like that because I'm just doing other things.
Mm. So wait, what is the relationship with Stunna Girl and Young Rich Mula?
Those are not... first off, we're all from the same family.
True.
We all Damo.
Secondly, I mean, the things that we've just done, if I can't wait for everybody to see, from music to TV. They're also starting their own TV network, Red Rock TV.
Is that through you?
No, we're connected with the right people on the back end.
Okay.
But anybody that does a network around me, it's never Tronic's network, and then you can go to this site and get their network. Everybody has their own back end, their own network. And if we can all partner together, eventually it could be a conglomerate of these networks, bundling everything up, controlling the narrative, and that's a 5x, 10x multiple each way. 10 times on 5x, 10x. That's
a fact.
And it's wide open.
I feel like through Young Rich Mula's Instagram story, I've gotten a little bit more of a vision of what Ray J's work/life balance is like, because he's always posted up in this, like, big ass mansion, and you can kind of just see a bunch of different people working on their computers, and there's just different projects going on.
But if you look at my side, I don't really floss or like.
But that's,
like,
why I'm seeing it on his story.
I love when the homies post everything so people can see it. But I don't like showing shit because it's just like I don't want it to get, like, taken the wrong way, because this shit is here and it's gone tomorrow, right?
Hey, yo. I want to clear something up, too, bro.
Okay, Wack 100.
Because, you know, motherfuckers is trying to rub shit in my face.
Pause.
Right? You know, pause. You own the gay shit, not me.
Pause is a very popular thing.
Right? I've been doing it for a long time.
It's fun. I like doing it.
You ever seen me adjusting what the fuck motherfuckers talking about?
Let's keep it real, Ray.
Even though when we do shit, we do it very discreetly. Everybody's in this uproar about what you did for, what's the guy?
With my brother Safari.
Safari, right?
Okay.
But I'm going to beat my chest. We never talked about it. Nigga, I got the first fucking gifted Ferrari. It was red. I got the first gifted Rari.
Where is it at?
God damn it. It's on my Instagram post.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah, like,
in person.
Like, we started doing Wack. I was the first person to believe in Wack.
Yeah, first person to believe.
I never say that I put anybody on, because you can't put somebody special on, but you can.
He's the first one to employ me in the music business.
Period.
I love that for you.
great.
So
we was hustling.
So that and he learned a lot going through the way. He just gave him
a Lambo.
Yeah.
So when I work for you, what car?
You got to go to work first.
I want a G-Wagon.
Well, you got to understand me, Safari and I, we've been working on this, you know, two projects for like 8 months, right? It's just now finally here. So that's like taking a risk with other things you could be doing. He's one of the highest paid, one of the top people on Love & Hip Hop. That's one of the biggest shows on VH1. Mm-hmm. That's a linear budget. That's different from OTT. So he trusted me. And in that, when I did this over here that don't got nothing to do with this, it just made me go family.
Safari's underestimated, bro, because Safari, believe it or not, is without him wouldn't be a Nicki Minaj.
And what's crazy is that he's working on like this whole.
What the fuck you mean?
But he's doing.
What
but
made
look,
you say that?
He's doing.
He wrote all her early hits.
Really?
I just watched an interview with him with Jason Lee. He said he didn't write nothing.
Bullshit.
You know why? Because he doesn't want to be represented.
No, Safari wrote
right
shit.
Now. He's doing big insurance deals now.
I love Safari. Like
he has an insurance company.
I would never
listen to Nicki's music.
Yes, you will. Date a woman that famous, they're going to eat you up.
Okay,
but
because here's the thing. Me and him got a song coming out called Dozen Roses. Safari and I. It's a good one. It's his best song he's done. It's the best song I've done.
Because you wrote it?
No, we wrote it together. But again, he's doing Safari. I'm a promoter. I've been trying to tell him he has a big insurance play he's doing right now. I'm not gonna get into it because he'll
scam.
Get into it. Come on, Andrew.
I'm just kidding.
He's just trying to make it.
No, because Jason Lee has an insurance company.
Really?
Yeah.
He's also running for the mayor of Stockton.
Jason Lee has an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Safari does
health
too.
Insurance, right?
I think it's something in it. I don't want to speak on it because I'm not knowledgeable to that.
No, I'm talking about Safari. No, Jason
Matt.
We're gonna talk about that.
It's a big play. He's making a lot of money doing
that. That's my brother.
Money Matt or
Jason Lee's my brother. Yeah,
so. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
Mm-hmm.
Jason Lee, if he becomes the mayor of Stockton, he's gonna have to free the whole EBK.
Well, he has my vote, even though I don't live there.
EBK J-Bo, hottest rapper in California.
Oh,
but he locked up.
Got it.
The fuck he got to do it?
He's from Stockton.
But what do you got to do with letting somebody out of jail?
Well, if he's the mayor, then he's gonna have to step in. Right?
As a mayor, you could free people out of jail.
Hip hop. Yeah, even the president.
Shout out to Trump.
What's going on with Trump?
We all know
Trump's
what's going on with Trump.
Win.
He's on the news every day.
He's probably
going to.
Yeah, but what's going on with you and Trump?
Fuck with Trump?
I think after the primaries is when, you know.
You're going to fully get behind him?
Hey, man, God is good. We're here doing.
Who do you want to win? Joe Biden?
You're going full MAGA this time around?
No, I don't really talk politics. It doesn't.
Oh, sorry.
You know the last big major argument we had?
Politics, I'm guessing?
No, listen, it had something to do with Trump. He was, like, really upset and was demanding that I set up a fight with him and Kodak Black.
Oh, yes.
This is right with me in the middle of doing my... I'm like, yo, bro,
I was mad. I didn't mean it. I was mad.
He like, nigga, we call rules. I said, bro,
I don't want to fight anybody. First off, Kodak Black is young. I'm old as...
How old are you?
I'm older than what I'm supposed to be.
But because you and Kodak hung out with Trump, right?
Yeah.
There was a night that you and Kodak hung out with Trump.
Hung out with Trump. I invited him to come meet Trump because he pardoned him.
Right. But they hadn't actually met.
No, that's why I set it up.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because I felt like it made sense.
And how did that go? And then how did that end up with you guys threatening each other?
Because he said some bullshit like you did about the Drink Champs interview. And I totally disagree with both of you.
What did I say
at the end of the day?
Oh, about him being on drugs.
At the end of the day.
I was like, he was focused.
I talked out of turn. It was too much. I shouldn't have mentioned it. It was none of my business.
What, you said something about him being fucked up?
He said what you said. And I'm like, he was focused.
I don't understand how you could try to blame me for saying that Kodak's on drugs when he's been incredibly transparent about his problems with drugs.
No, but you were saying, I'm telling you, the fact that Kodak was answering all the questions,
right.
He was not.
When I said what I said, I was sober. And I shouldn't have even commented on that because I be high. So how could I even, you know what I'm saying? That was like hypocritical.
And when you be fucked up, it was hypocritical.
But still, it was hypocritical because I be high sometimes. So
like that?
Not around me.
Nobody can get higher than the next person. I don't know how high somebody is.
But there's like high on weed, and then there's high on sherm and codeine and ecstasy.
So some people can smoke sherm all day.
We can't.
We'll be on the roof butt naked.
Me too, probably.
Right? So, that's just people's tolerance. Some people
you don't
can
do
smoke
drugs, so that's why you can't sniff out a drug dealer.
No, you're missing the point.
Sniff out.
I don't allow. No hard drugs. Ray, tell him. If I see that shit, I'm going to throw it away.
Yeah. I mean, but it's, but you know, if some
you dump
people,
the pint out, you're no, gonna find a new client.
Nigga,
to manage.
Tell that nigga I didn't dump pint out.
I seen this motherfucker drinking lean at 6 a.m. on everyday struggle.
If I walk in and see it,
that was ill. You Ack and Joe Budden back in the day, remember?
If I walk in,
there was the purplest Sprite you ever seen.
I think Ack was still around.
Yeah, yeah. No, Joe Budden's the one who left. It might have been with Wayno. It might have been Ack and Wayno. Yeah, she's been terrorizing Ack for many years.
I'm talking about activists.
That kind of Ack. Oh, you drink Ack with Ack? That's crazy. No, you might be the only one who ever did that.
I got to check the year.
Well, Ack drunk
before
activists?
It was distancing.
No, Ack didn't, but he drank it around.
People need certain things to, I guess, find something that they're trying to get to.
If Ack gets into lean,
but you got to do shit carefully. Some people drink too much water. Some people eat too much salt.
Too much water is very rare.
I'm telling you, you can overwater yourself, bro.
Yeah, you can kill yourself.
Don't they do that in jail?
You can overdose on water.
Why would we drink too much water?
You can actually drown.
Oh, I've still. You just drink so much.
If you drink too much water,
you get
fucked up. And you die, they're going to say you died of drowning.
You're like hallucinate.
That's all I'm saying.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it sounds pretty insane.
You've never seen drowning of water?
I don't like
so much water.
What I don't like is being at a...
That's why they think you're dumb.
What I don't like is...
Because you say dumb shit like that.
I wasn't listening to y'all. I was listening to Ray.
That's the point. Pay attention.
You acting like Ms. Dope.
And I appreciate you.
Like the dog,
I appreciate you compromising with some of the things I just said.
Yeah. I was listening to him, not that.
Thank you.
No. She likes being yelled at.
You know, you don't see what's going on.
I feel no
right
shame.
Now.
What?
He's really like.
I never yell. I don't do that.
You don't yell?
I don't yell at women.
You should. It's great therapeutic.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You don't yell at who?
I don't yell at women. I've yelled at women, but I don't do
so
it.
So you've yelled at them, but you don't yell at them?
That's not my path.
I don't really yell at my girl. I yell at her, though.
My path now is to make sure I build trust.
Now, you will walk away.
I have to.
But if I call Tia and Marie right now.
Those are some bad times. I made adjustments.
Tia and Marie.
It's all about making adjustments. You have to make adjustments.
Yo, remember the crib in Georgia, the condo?
Yeah,
and I had to come.
I do. We had some bad nights. So if we have bad nights and bad nights, eventually you should make adjustments and have good nights. What are the things that's curving you into the bad night? Whatever those things are, don't do them and find something else that makes you a good person, a positive person. You know what I'm saying?
Tierra finally released new music.
I'm sure it's good.
No, but bro, remember.
Hold
on. Put some respect on Tierra's name. Put some respect. Could Tierra whoop your ass?
Well, she's really speaking for the audience when she says
we're not doing no more fighting.
We're definitely fighting. We got the Fight Club.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
On the Tronics Network.
You're right.
She's bitches just fighting.
You got boxing matches?
What? Head up in the street.
Oh, no. I don't want to do no ghetto show.
No, you're not going to fight.
That's not your show.
Don't say ghetto.
Listen, at the end of the
day. You're a scary bitch.
Ghetto's racist.
At the end of the day.
How is ghetto racist?
That's just what I heard.
I was on a show where they try to fight me. I was like, oh, I'm good.
There's people that have an art for that. And they're perfect for that position.
Not
and then
me.
There's I'm doing other shows. I'm doing other ensemble shows with nothing but just pretty women with big opportunities in front of them and showing the world
what's
how
the
they navigate
the
through
we
that
got,
is
the
what
big girl. What you call
we're doing?
The,
no, shout out to Krishan Splits on Fight Club. She has a show coming out. She has a show coming out called Big Hoochies of Atlanta. That's a really good show. Big Hoochie. Sukiana has Little Coochies of Las Vegas coming out. And that's a really good show too. I'm sure people are gonna love it.
Hoochies.
And then Splits
Hoochies
has
and Coochies.
Yeah, Splits has Big Hoochies of Atlanta.
But Splits is real big.
Yeah, she's one of my friends. We bonded after the fight. Everybody that's been working with me and really put themselves on the line, we all became family. Because it's a tight network. Because I don't really give a fuck about making money with the wrong intentions. That's over with, right? Now we just figure it out, and once we get it, we'll all be rich together.
When is Suki's episode dropping?
I'm going to start with the vignettes next week. We're doing 5 songs. It's a Hangover 69 Miami Madness trilogy. It's like a crazy, provocative, like, visual. It's like a short visual.
So
3 songs and then Little Coochies of Las Vegas and then 2 more right after.
So if a woman appears on a Tronics Network show, is there a possibility that she's going to get some dick from Ray J as part of the deal?
No, wait.
You don't dabble with the talent?
This ain't no Diddy shit going on, bro.
I don't do that.
How is Diddy fucking with
I don't even do that even with the close people that I work with. It just doesn't.
The nigga Lil Rob say he was rubbing on him.
That's why you shouldn't do it, right?
The problem is some people, when they get success, though, they're not used to.
If Diddy's gay, let him be
they're
gay.
They're not used to all of the things coming to them. So they're just now living in this, like, you know, rock and roll sleeping with a lot of women then. So you have to get over that. You need a few years to like to understand who you are in this position. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just takes time. But I'm good though. I pay my dues. If I do anything else, I'll be burying myself.
Because before you're famous, a lot of guys will just like literally fuck any chick that they could possibly fuck. Then you get famous. And there's way too many chicks.
There's too many.
Your life is gonna implode if you're taking the bait.
When you first do it and you get the fame, it doesn't matter how ugly the chick is. Most guys are gonna fuck all of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, that the most beautiful one and the most ugliest one too at the same time. If they can get that in closer to like the 4 a.m. kind of run, right, just before they like take it down.
Time period for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a 4 a.m.er, a 12 p.m., a 9 p.m.
What am I?
You know. I was just saying for past playerism.
Well,
I don't know. I just don't know what I am yet in this world because I'm just fresh out.
You a 6 in the morning type joint.
Adam, you f***ed me like at 4 p.m. broad daylight, so stop.
That was work.
You?
She ate my butt.
Don't
tell him
that.
He pimped
she did what?
She ate
I
my
pimped
butt.
Him.
He pimped you.
I pimped him.
How much he pay you?
Nothing.
I made
content trade.
How much? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Content trade.
But he's getting paid off.
But whose
your
idea
pussy.
Was it? It was mine.
He's getting paid off your.
Hey, you can know you can
I
write that off.
I got paid off his dick.
No.
See?
Listen, I'll talk to you about it later.
I only fucked him for a content, babe. Anyway.
Got it.
What am I?
It was for OnlyFans. We had a filmer. It was like a guy pointing a camera at us.
Okay, so look.
Can you stop telling him that?
Listen, I reached
it's
out to
the
you.
Truth.
I reached out to Wack. Y'all didn't see it on the DM.
I think I'm a whore.
Whore mentality.
There's a way that, for what you guys are doing, it should be bottled up, no pun intended, a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to stream it. Dude, you're missing out on so much bread.
Mm. Seriously,
you're like giving it away, and I want you guys
I'm
to stop
like
doing
her.
It. I want you guys to stop giving the content.
Like I should make them pay for it, but instead I'm just giving it to them for free. Yeah.
I don't understand what
the fuck.
I would have to understand what happens.
He said
around
whore,
what's going
he
on,
it.
But like
it's
a free whore.
It's just
look,
it's a lot more.
How am I
money doing it another way?
Sorry, I was trying to listen to business mogul Ray J.
What time of the day am I?
What time of what?
She wants to know what time of the day you would call her for some pussy as compared to like other women. You know, Paris Hilton could come over anytime.
She could.
Selena Powell, I don't know, maybe 4 in the morning. You
no,
know.
I'm not a 4 in the morning bitch. Right?
4 in the morning is tough. To get the invite at 4 a.m. is rough.
Yeah, like, because it's like...
Wait, is that better?
A nigga don't want to be bothered.
To get the call...
That got
to
be somebody you want
to
chill with.
To get the call at 6 a.m. is big because... You want to go to sleep with him.
Exactly.
He's right.
Okay, so am I at 6 a.m., bitch?
You want to
6 a.m., but then you still also have to leave.
9 p.m. is also good, too, because that's dinner. And, you know.
Oh, 9 p.m. is big, yeah.
Yeah, that's a dinner.
That's dinner.
Yeah,
you might be leaving at 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, dinner, you know, a little talking after, and then I'm going to drop you off, baby, because I'm a good guy. And then you go turn up and be, be a bad guy right after.
Realistically, you got to grab her an Uber, right?
I don't know. I haven't been in this world.
What's the qualifications?
I'm fresh out. I keep telling people, I'm fresh out. I don't know who I am.
How many women have you had sex with since you became single?
Yeah.
Since I was single?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I haven't. I'm not officially divorced.
Oh, shit. So none.
But you're separated.
Yeah, I'm legally. Legally, I can do whatever I want.
So you have to get legally separated so that the fucking that you do now can't impact your divorce.
It don't mean that anyway. In California, it is what it is.
When you're separated, you can start fucking.
Yeah,
so.
It's totally fine.
He has a prenup anyway.
She did that, and I respect everything she's doing. It's all good.
If I was Ray
J, she moved on.
I would be fucking bitches.
Yeah, same. No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Me?
Don't fuck no bitches.
I'm 22, more just, of a laid-back relationship. So type guy. If I was Ray J, I'd be hitting
so
shit.
So Lena filed a divorce on you, you're going to just start fucking bitches?
Her name is not Lena. It's
like, I think I'm going to try to, like,
you can ask
I'm going to throttle myself.
Listen, even though when I say I'm going to ask my crew something,
one week.
You probably think they'll say yes or no,
who
they won't disagree.
You check, you little whore.
But I haven't had... I haven't had
don't
any friend in my life.
No, fuck
he's
you.
Talking.
Because when he calls you whore, you don't say nothing.
No, I do check him. I do check him. I told
my whore
stop.
Shouldn't be no more worse than his whore.
No, it's worser. Sorry.
See, now that's why we call
sorry,
you dumb.
Let's
continue.
Say it at the same time. One,
worser.
Two, three, whore.
No, fuck both of y'all. Ray, honestly, I'm only saying for you, baby, or I would walk off this set.
I'm having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
He was making a fucking
sorry,
brilliant
yeah.
statement. He was saying something
anyway.
Interesting, and then you guys just took over. I forget what it was.
Y'all just wanted to call me a whore. Ray, state
no,
your point.
I'm trying to, like, ride
I never say
off,
something
the,
twice.
Off the Ray J content. I'm trying to, like, really
you should
get in.
Own your whoreism.
No. I'm turning over a new leaf.
And I still haven't had a drink.
You're turning over a new leaf.
You didn't smoke that cigarette either. I'm about to take it.
It's being here.
I hate him smoking.
I don't smoke cigarettes inside.
Oh, really?
I smoke blunts inside, but not cigarettes.
He died.
That's disgusting.
Smoking cigarettes inside is disgusting, for sure.
I always thought you were kind of a G because you don't complain about the cigs and the buns and everything.
Is that a shot?
Well, yeah,
that's
a shot.
Take one with me. This is
Cheers.
That's a real white boy.
To Tronicsnetwork.com.
To making so much money. No, take a shot.
Tronicsnetwork.
I don't have a shot of it.
I mean, if you're going to smoke a cigarette, I have to because that'll make me sick if I don't smoke with you.
Maybe, like, what is this? Like, look at how it separates.
What is that shit?
I don't know.
She came in with it, but look how it separates.
It's a pink drink with matcha cold foam.
That's what you order? A pink drink?
A pink drink. And then it's green? Matcha is green.
I used to have pink drinks every morning.
I brought a bitch a drink like that.
Pepto Bismol?
I brought a bitch a drink.
Oh, talking about the drink.
No, I'm talking about pink drink. Now, the drink, has it been pink? It's been like dark purple. Yep.
Depends how dark you pour it.
No, it just depends on the brand.
Or it depends on what you pour up in. Can I get you to model for an awful lot of cough syrup?
I don't model for anybody. I'm sorry.
Yo, bro, it's a powerful black-owned business coming from the streets of Los Angeles.
And you know what?
Also get you some drink, probably.
Tell them, congratulations on everything that they're doing.
I'm going to introduce you to my man, Desto Death.
We're not doing nothing for Desto Death.
You don't like Desto?
I don't know what Rack has going.
We ain't doing nothing for Desto.
But if Rack feels that way, we're going to go to the next subject.
No, because what he did was, we were supposed to do some business. And he let somebody shut the business down.
Well, let's figure that out, because I be talking to him. It's all love. Let's
talk to Desto?
Tell him come to the Tronics house.
But I don't want that kind of thing. Oh, let's have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Okay? What? Let's do that.
You get mad at other people for, like, having oppie situations.
Listen, me and Wack talk all day, so I know
he did some bullshit.
And so, Wack, we'll talk about it later.
We're going to interview with Desto.
We're going to talk.
You want to do that?
I want
to
do that.
I don't know if he wants to sit with you.
No, listen. The goal is to squash it. Please.
Desto's a bitch.
He's a bitch. This city should be so lucky to have Desto down at the helm.
Desto's a bitch ass nigga.
He could be the mayor. He could be a Jason.
Straight
Jason
up. Lee. He keep talking. We're going to go down there and buy some clothes.
He ain't never talk about you.
He's a little bitch.
He don't talk about you. Even after this, he ain't going to say nothing about you.
I mean, because he's a businessman. Whack is Whack 100.
You're a beefer.
He no business, man. This nigga promoting drugs. Fuck that nigga. That ain't doing nothing for our fucking youth.
I personally,
the schools have already boycotted his ass.
I like
Bandy.
I like the furry.
What about that fucking shit?
The purple.
It's too real for the schools.
What, getting high?
You don't understand our culture. Let's be real.
It ain't your culture.
Drank? Yeah.
You're a fucking culture.
You never even drank lean. You don't even know what the fuck it feels
like.
Let
me tell you. Listen, I love this. This is a show. This is a daytime show and nighttime show. This is on. We need a set.
You think I want to argue with him more?
We need a. This is one show, right? Let me shoot the TV show of this on set. This is it. The contrast between this is fucking. It's revolutionary. Is that a word?
Revolutionary.
Yes, baby.
Yes, yeah, revolutionized. I don't think it's revolutionary. That's not a word.
Revolutionary.
Did you hear it?
But not revolutionary.
What?
Because I'm into making new words.
Yes, baby.
Because at the end of the day, if I make enough money, I'm going to try to get the alphabet.
I've been calling him baby the whole time.
No, I'm going to try to buy A on the alphabet, so it'll go Ray, B, C, D. I'm going to try to change A to Ray. I don't know how much it costs, though. But I want the alphabet to start with Ray instead of A. I got to make a lot of money to do that.
You should buy a whole city block and call it the Rayberhood.
How did I never catch that?
That's hard.
That's one of the first... They used
hard.
To attach Ray to that I missed.
It's going
to
be better than Akon City.
Rayberhood. You know
hey,
why?
You know
Akon's not the, having no doubt.
We could do the tiny homes.
I know, but I'm not attaching Ray to anything else. But what's dope is that we have the Gagency. We can do
the Rayberhood.
The Rayberhood is...
I'm not Raying them no more, Ray.
Bro, listen.
I'm retiring Ray Andrew.
We have a homeless situation.
And so let's tie it another thing. Ray J is being retired soon.
This we're not retired.
So what are you
going to
call him?
Ray?
We are not.
No, Ray RJ is done.
Raymond.
None of it.
No.
Oh. None of it. I'm retiring Ray. He's Raymond. Done enough. He's exhausted.
That's Usher.
What's Ray?
He's exhausted.
What's Ray short for? Ray's just Ray?
Ray J is exhausting to be, and he is being retired before 2025.
Willa Norwood Jr.
So is Selena Powell.
January 17th, 2025. Wherever it is, whatever it is. My name will not be Ray J anymore.
Damn. But you haven't decided what it's going to be?
I know what it's going to be.
Really?
What is it going to be?
I don't think we have it fully trademarked in every country, so when I do that, I'll tell you.
Would you compare this to like when Young Jeezy became just Jeezy?
I love Jeezy. He's great. I love him. I mean, one of his first albums.
Him growing up, he had to get rid of the young.
No, his first album by far is one of the greatest hip hop albums.
The artist formerly known as.
Well, no, he became the symbol, and then they basically had to do that because there was no other way to Google it or look it up. Well,
and that's why I said it might be BKA, not BK like that, because I would never do that, but better known as Ray J might be in there.
Also known as,
That's what I said.
Be blank. We don't do that.
No, I was like,
you know, I haven't been. The thing about it is, I haven't been thinking like that. I've been thinking about other things. Like, so I haven't been deep down in. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing.
So when are we going to start filming our show?
No.
I should put together.
I should put the B in front of every C that I say. We bicking back right now, B and Boo.
Tronic's house. Somebody got
I'm going to go to Tronic's house?
Yeah.
I don't have the right. We've got too much professional shit going on. Gang up. I'm looking forward to working with the Gang Up campaign. I promise you, it's going to put so much money in so many different people's pockets that have been affiliated or are gang members.
Really?
Absolutely. In the most positive way you ever thought. And it's so unique, but so simple to where everybody should have thought of this. But I was born to think of it and put it in action. And it's a game changer. It's dope as So it's like to celebrate the gang and to understand it and to give the opportunity for them to be great allows them not to not be great and gives them opportunity to do positive things with things that they're good at but don't have a chance to show it.
It's real shit.
Not fucking around. This isn't a ploy for promotion. We're putting all of our money up ourselves. We're not asking for investors. This shit is real.
So let me ask you this. Big picture. When it's all said and done, what are the things that you want to accomplish with your life between now and when it's all over? What are the things that you would really like to have on your Wikipedia? Like, Ray J did these things.
The number one father ever. First.
Always got to keep that in mind. That's important.
You want more kids?
That's first priority. I don't even know what that question means. My two kids is everything, right? And then I'm so busy. I probably won't be bored for another, 4 years. I haven't been bored in like a year and a half. Ever since I started the network, I haven't been.
It seems unbelievably overwhelming.
It's beyond overwhelming.
Yeah. It's a lot of shit.
And I can't. I'm almost overwhelmed. I'm not there yet. I'm almost there. And when I'm almost there, it's still, I don't know. It's just a lot of work. I forgot about what you got to do in the beginning of building a company. Looking back at the other companies, I remember now. I'm like, shit, we was...
Cakewalk compared to this shit?
No. I mean, every company you start, you have to get, really grimy. You have to drive the vehicles. You have to be the assistant. You have to ask other people who don't do this position to help you in that.
Hold on, bro.
As you have
to. We ain't taking nothing from the homegirl. Who? She's a great assistant.
Who? No. I'm talking about I might have Roz do something else, though, and that's the problem. Roz, now I need you to make the notes for the episode 6. It's like, and then you want me to do this, and that, too. So some people have to play more than one role until we find that sweet spot, the funnel where we can scale it, make enough money monthly, and then we create salaries in a legitimate company
and Roz,
with
just
health
so
benefits
know,
and all that
Roz
other
is
shit.
The woman that the dog was barking
Roz,
at
Roz, just so you know, and Ray could attest to this, I hate all the assistants. Mm-hmm.
You hate it most.
But I fuck with you.
You've been nice and kind and honest.
No, I fuck with Roz. Because you know why? She's genuine and she ain't on no slick shit.
No, and she
all
honest.
The rest of them, I was right on a few of them.
No, I know. And times got ugly and we had to get out of some stuff, man. And I appreciate that from you. And I appreciate Roz.
Roz is all right.
It gets so crazy for Roz. Roz goes and takes a week and a half because she got to reset because it's like that.
She did a couple months.
You know what
back.
I'm saying? Yeah. She just reset.
No, I called. I said, where you at?
It was
in a whole other state.
She has to take random unscheduled vacations because it's so overwhelming working with you?
Yeah, but it'd be like after a year run.
Really?
Now lately it's after like three weeks, bro. Because I got everybody up for 72 hours straight.
72 hours straight. Like so I mean, if you want to work for Ray J, it's a 24-hour day job. You got to be there.
I got a show coming out. It's called I Hate Working for Ray J. It's a really good show, but it expresses
so many shows.
It expresses. I got 10 shows coming on that, and then it's another 10.
That's real.
Yeah.
I hate working for Ray J.
Hell
it's
yeah.
It's a really good show.
You're lying.
No, that's real.
Are we
shit.
Coming for this right now?
Because it's the wildest shit.
It's like if you watch Entourage, it's kind of like the black version.
And it's like.
So is my show.
Go find some shit that's open that you know is not open.
So you have to somehow get in touch with the owner.
So you're hard to work with, is what you're saying.
Really?
No.
So why?
It sounds like what working with Kanye sounds like.
It just the people working for somebody in the entertainment business, not me, the new me, but the entertainers that are just I think extremely narcissistic, right?
Yeah.
The people that work for them they feel a certain way. How they feel, we find out, and I hate Ray J because, you know, that's just the show. And I think everybody around that's watching can relate to them and never relate to the entertainer because he's not really relatable in society. Mm. So now I want the people around them to get shine. Everybody that's working hard behind the scenes, it's time for everybody to start signing autographs and doing hostings if they want because now they're popping too.
Mm. That's what I'm about to do at Clubhouse.
Hostings?
No, I'm going to take the Clubhouse personalities and we're going to turn them into people to where we look up and now they're booking 2-3 of them at a time to go host shit.
Yeah, like if you come and want to work with Trinus, we don't sit behind these desks and do it traditionally. There's production teams that we attach to our partners and they go and shoot the dope show. They have the walkie-talkies, the talent, the producer, the creator. It's all one thing. It's a different template. It moves 10 times faster than linear and my OTT partners. And it gives everybody else more money way faster.
Mm.
That's a fact. I told you a month ago, bro, we need to explore
something, right? You just,
I told you
here's
that.
What's dope. Here's what's dope. It doesn't stop you from doing anything else. We never do exclusivities with anybody. Work with us and then work with all the other people in any other network and everything. We just want to eat with you, show you how we work, make money with us, and then you make money with everybody else too. That's it.
Sounds good.
It's a win-win. It's
not online, we tend to do Patreon or OnlyFans. Why would you say that doing your own network or doing something with you is more advantageous?
First off, you guys are supreme marketers. And you're successful at the shows that you do.
Your punk ass don't market shit.
Right.
Mm. When them Negroes left this building,
but
your ass was going down in the stock market.
What?
Stop acting
where
like
they are now.
These Negroes are faces.
On Adam's name.
I want you guys.
Shut your
I want you.
No.
I want everything. You gotta just
Thank you so much.
I want my show.
Wag, please be respectful. Adam, please be respectful. Selena, please be respectful.
Selena.
No, I'm not disrespecting. I said put some respect
on
his name.
Let's all love each other, okay?
He wasn't going down.
Bullshit.
Let's all love each other, okay?
You know, just like this country.
We're missing the money moment.
Back up the Negroes.
Because the higher, darker power is trying to
have
you guys not hear what I'm saying.
I got Selena Powell.
So when another $200 or $300 million is made, then we won't remember this conversation. We won't remember the invite.
Hold on, you didn't.
And I've told a lot
of
people.
You built your name on the
over
back of Negroes.
Over again how to get the fucking
you didn't go
and
expose the white
listening,
people.
So
didn't I just
good.
Stop talking?
I'm going to chase after because I want to withdraw some money.
I stopped talking, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying
so that means
no.
I give it to you.
Okay, there you go.
All right, then.
There you go.
So back to the boss.
I love you guys.
I have one more business idea. Did you hear about how Lamar Odom is doing a podcast with Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, with his ex.
I love Lamar Odom. He's my friend. We lived in a house together for 30 days on College Hill.
Mother.
He's a smart dude, and he's underestimated, and he's one of us. Somebody who has been through a lot and overachieved and overcame the negative, and he's back doing positive things.
So,
a podcast with him and Caitlyn Jenner is the greatest thing.
But that's still full circle.
And we would love to shoot that. We would love to shoot
circle,
that on
Trey.
There you go.
That's Steve Marcano. That's still our team.
That's Caitlyn Jenner.
Is there anyone from the Kardashian family that you would like to start a podcast with?
We're not
with?
Talking about
or a show.
Like I said, I would love that show.
You and Chris.
I mean, I told you the show that I love. Lamar Odom, Caitlyn Jenner, we would shoot that. That's a great show.
Let's talk. Keeping up with sports.
Coming right after the Girls Club.
Mm. There you go.
What's the Girls Club?
That's one of our new biggest shows coming out.
I tell you what.
Maybe we get Caitlyn Jenner to host the reunion.
Let me ask you a question.
That'd be dope.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want the show on Tronix?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know what it'll take.
That's perfect.
I can make that happen in
the
next 24 hours.
And I want the Girls Club and Caitlyn Jenner and the Gagency and everybody else to collaborate.
And
on
we are, listen,
stuff.
It
and
comes
Slim
with
Powell.
12 episodes done with the option of doing another 12.
Yep.
I already got the numbers, so we're going to talk when we leave it.
Can we acknowledge that we are recording this episode on the historic day when O.J. Simpson passed away.
Oh, man, rest in peace, O.J. I just saw him on It Is What It Is.
Look, I fucked with O.J.
When does this come on?
Sunday.
About a week.
Sunday.
So you guys chopped this up? You guys chopped this up then?
Well, the one we did with her will come out Sunday, and then this one will come out.
Anything I'm on, no edits.
You got to edit one thing.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, the fuck
I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
It's bad.
What?
It's easy.
Okay, but I'm gonna tell you what
you don't have to edit. You don't have to edit what I say here because this is interesting. Like, what was it?
Let me tell you what rubbed me the wrong way about OJ.
Me and killed that girl.
Me and Suge got the Palms.
That's it for me.
Right? Where
he wants no.
We're in the little, you know, the little bar at the Palms, right? Where the
rest in peace,
the nine or whatever the fuck it is, right?
He's dead.
So me, no, I don't give a fuck. He did this bullshit, right? So me, Suge, OJ, something about the Palms. So I'm sitting there looking at OJ tripping out because it's at this enormous. His head is like. Fucking big.
Whack, he's dead.
I've never seen no shit. Like, he had an elevator forehead, right? So, they go to order drinks. Because I'm like, damn, this is OJ, right? Mm-hmm. No, go OJ. Mm-hmm. And when he's having a conversation, whoa, 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 whoa. And when the lady walked up to wait for the drinks, he looks up and says, damn, I thought I killed that bitch.
Jesus.
And when we looked at the lady, she resembled the wife. That day, I didn't fuck with OJ. That's his kid. Then he comes with the book. He's totally insensitive when it comes to his kids. And as a father, I can't fuck with that.
Right.
If I, what was the book?
If I did it.
If I did it.
He's dead.
But Vlad said he read it, and it wasn't really a confession. Like the way people made it sound.
What about the kids?
Like, he just died, though. Let him just chill.
She been there. Yo, listen, man. Shout out OJ the Juice Man. Only OJ,
yeah,
I know.
You know OJ the Juice Man and Suki. We shot the video, me and the team. I'm selling coochie. It's a really good video.
I'm selling
it
coochie.
Went to number, I think, three, and then the reggae video like went to number one.
OJ's on that song?
No, OJ the Juice Man. No,
I love OJ the Juice Man.
OJ, right? He a really cool dude, too.
Best dude.
We directed that video.
I love
that. Get ready, listen, world, get ready for Sukiana. The coochie girls, the coochie world. It's coochie juice on the way. We have Throwing Stacks is the first single that's coming out
for Sukiana.
Suki, we ready for you. We getting ready for the whole card is coming out. Young Rich Moolah, Stunner Girl. They got the craziest content and the craziest opportunities.
The craziest till
I also want to thank my mom for helping out and really being that rock at the third eye. I want to thank Wack for coming in early and really helping us, like, you know, plan. And he gave us this explosive six seasons of some just epic art and reality. I want to thank you both for having me. I want to thank the team. And I want to thank everybody for this, at least trying to find a medium and some kind of compromise in something that we did here. Something happened. We would have to look at the tape and figure out where the inspiration was, but something positive happened here.
So let me ask you one final question.
Okay.
Will you be giving Selena Powell back shots after this interview?
Yo,
that, I am my schedule. So, but you know what I'm saying? But I like the show idea, and I think you're a star. I think you're
that's
a star.
That's the name of the show. Backshots.
There it is. I love it.
No, anything I'm that's to perfect brand. For trying.
Listen,
you're trying to be Rand.
I'm trying to rebrand. Relax.
Oh, I thought you said I thought it'd be Rand.
Yeah. So
you know another
word. You're gonna
you
get Rand.
I thought another word.
Not the 22
up.
Strand.
I thought it'd be Rand.
The Roosters.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
I thought I thought a putty cut.
So we got a meeting for sure.
I'm not laughing. He made me laugh, but I didn't really want to that time. It just was real funny. I tried not to laugh on that.
Very
damn, man.
Episode,
like,
what the fuck?
I can't believe this.
I don't want to do. I didn't mean to laugh.
I looked forward to the Ray J conversation for so long. I remember he came by because he had the.
But you
the,
never.
The,
you guys never. You guys. You guys never listened to me today.
I hit you up hella times, but you had the.
I said some of the most.
Spot on Melrose.
Yeah,
that's the right when we opened on Melrose. He came by.
I was.
I'm like. I cannot believe I'm talking to.
I'm the first
right
one.
Now.
I'm the first one in America that brought electric bikes to America.
And then they took over the block.
Well, one. Listen, no. But one vision created somebody else that's smart to say, "Let me do the ride share." And then they started doing the birds and the lifts, which was one up on us.
The line,
yo, all the
you know what
bro, hey, those birds. I looked up. They left Hollywood. They were niggas' hoods.
Yeah, like right bird. But
there used to be a pile
then,
of them.
Look. Are they gone now?
They're still around on Melrose.
Yeah, I sold my company to a bike sharing company in Canada called Loopshare, publicly trading company. I think they're still on the stock market. But but they bought it from me, and I was blessed because it was at a time where rental businesses and retail was going down. The bike sharing was popping, and then all of a sudden, COVID hit.
Mm.
and then that, and that killed what they were trying to do, which I feel bad, you know what I'm saying? Because they had this, because when you sell a company, you want to see it keep going, right? You don't want to take the money and just say, I hit a lick and now y'all do what y'all want. You want it to keep going. You want the name to be around forever. That's why you built the company. So it was sad that it happened like that. But with all the other things they're doing, you know, they still are doing big things. But that part of it that I was a part of, COVID, was crazy. We made a crazy, we were very successful with Raycon during COVID. Like some of our biggest success, even though it was at such a worse time. But that business that I sold, it was messed up. So I was just giving you guys a little bit of business.
We got Tronics, we got Incredible Diapers, we got No Jumper the Village.
Onlyplugtalk.com.
Plugtalk.com.
All of these businesses should be nurtured and should be structured in a 10-year format.
And I'm about to kick something off with our man Nick Cannon.
I would love to get one show from both of you for our network. Clubhouse and then all the other stuff we're doing, but you know,
whatever we gotta do, we're gonna do.
I see it all.
Adam, me, Selena Powell, and Ray J in a 1-bedroom apartment for 2 years straight.
I think two weeks. We could probably figure that out. That's a good show. 2 weeks is a good show.
Two years
is a deal breaker.
Yeah. Ray J, thank you so much for joining the Adam and Wack show.
Thank you. I know you guys wanted to do
What kind of jacket is that?
A little more viral. But I'm not going viral ever again.
What kind of jacket is that? That thing's hard.
This is something that I'm working on. I'm not going to say I made it because I did, and now it doesn't look good anymore.
You got to get a MAGA hat in that exact color to match that.
You didn't grab me a pair of them? I go get shit. I know you're like, I grab you a pair.
Somebody
that works at Amiri is seeing this interview. We need some red customs.
I got the burgundy joints.
Why is Wack wearing Amiri shoes right now?
Amiri. Somebody hit Amiri and show them this. And then DM us. That's how it happens in this new world. We both have Amiris on. This is not an Amiri jacket. This is something that we did. But we can collaborate if it makes sense.
Oh, and just like that.
I've been talking to the world this whole time.
No, I love it.
I know you guys are here, but...
Ray J, thank you for joining us on the Adam and Wack show. It was incredible. Thank you so much. Selena Powell, you really added a lot to the episode. Appreciate you being here as well. I look forward to the back shots that you will inevitably receive from Mr. I Hit It First.
I can't confirm that. But I can confirm the opportunity to make a lot of money. That's important the first
Let's
time.
Let's go.
Fucking busting nuts, together. That doesn't really
Shout
do
out.
Anything.
No, you got to do that, though.
Yeah, I mean, you can just jack off and do that.
Free blue face.
I got to work.
That's why you go to OnlyFoodTalk.com.
Free blue face. Shout out to the 100 Side of the Trenches. Shout out to the Queen.
Shout out to Tronics Network.
Shout out to my man, Beast. Shout out to the shout outs.
To the Pyru card, the Blood card. Shout out to all my homies that's Crippin'. Shout out to Tronics Network. Shout out to the Gagency. Shout out to the Girls Club.
Shout out to the Ragency.
I like it. Shout out to... Everybody who supported, who's here now, Barker's here, Bari's here, Roz is here,
go to the moon.
Clark is here. This is the
Relax
Raytronics 18.
We're done.
We shoot 24 hours a day.
Let's go.
It doesn't take long to make $1 million if you fuck with us.
Bye, y'all. Subscribe to my OnlyFans.